event come for a regular meeting?
No.
So you can't have kiddush before you daven?
No, you're not. If you're washing and everything else, no, you can't. Okay, anyway, let's go back to that Haggadah.
Tomorrow morning, no eating before we come.
Those that are firstborns are not allowed to eat or drink until you come to the minyan and listen to the seum. Yes, we mentioned that already in the past. Okay, one more thing before we go back to the matzah. When it comes to the 10 plagues, okay, you pour off from the cup. Many people take with their finger and they take into the cup and pour off 10 times, or we do it 13 times. But why do they do that with the finger taking it out of the cup? Because it says in the Torah that the magician said to Pare, Etzba Elokimhi. It's a finger of God. So he said the plagues are the finger of God. So therefore, when you're taking out the wine, you do it with the finger. But our custom is not to do that. Our custom is to pour actually the wine. First you have the Dom Va'esh. We do it 13 times. No, 16 times. I'm sorry. Dom Va'esh Simrei Sashan. And then you have the 10 Makas. And then again the Tzachadash Bachat. Okay, back to the Meitzi Matzah. So yesterday we were discussing that we have 2.5 matzahs. You pick up the 2.5 and make a meitzi because you need 2 chalas of matzahs. And then you drop the bottom one and you make a lachilas matzah. And because there's a shaila about argument, you eat it from the top of the middle, you eat it kazayis of each. Now, after you finish that, you eat the maror. Okay? Now, the maror, the custom is to dip into the chareisis. Now, Chabad custom is that we don't actually make the chareisis with wine. Right before Mora, you take a bit of chareisis and you put a little bit of wine in it. What the Rebbe used to do, he used to take some chareisis and put it, you know, under the Kiddush cup. There's always wine there. So you would put the chareisis into the wine, and therefore that it had wine in it. And then you make the, our custom is you dip it 3 times into the chareisis. You make the bracha, asher kesham mitzveh sivanu al achilas maror. And when you say that, you have in mind also the maror of the sandwich, because it's the same thing. You eat the maror, you don't have to recline. You're not supposed to recline, in fact. So you eat the maror. Then you come to the next part of the Haggadah, what's called Kerach. Kerach is the first combo sandwich that ever existed in history. Now, what it is basically today, we take the maror, sandwich with the matzah, and you eat the sandwich, reclining, by the way. Now, what's this whole inyan of matzahs, the Kerach? You have matzah separately, maror separately, and then comes along the Hillel sandwich, the Kerach, the sandwich of the matzah maror. So the Gemara has a whole argument, but by the way, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't just matzah and maror. They had a slice of the Korban Pesach on it. Okay? Now, the Torah says about the Korban Pesach, the Torah says, you eat the Korban Pesach, al matzeis umreirim yuchlu. You should eat with matzah and maror. So the rabbis said, the Chachamim said, you eat matzah, and you eat maror, and you eat the Paschal lamb separately. Al matzeis umreirim yuchlu means together, but you have first the matzah, and then the maror, and then the Korban Pesach. Hillel took the Pasuk literal. And Hillel said, you know, you're supposed to eat it together with matzah and maror. So according to Hillel, the proper way of eating the sandwich was, the Korban Pesach, the Paschal lamb, was to take a piece of matzah with the maror, together with the piece of meat from the Paschal lamb. Okay? So in Halacha it says, based on the Gemara, that because they didn't rule if the laws like Hillel or the laws like the Chachamim, so therefore today we do both. We eat the matzah separately and the maror separately, like we just did. And then, for Hillel's opinion, you do matzah and maror together in a sandwich. Now, because Chabad is extremely careful with not getting the matzah wet, so So the Chabad custom by Kedach is we take some dry charesis, no wine in it, dry charesis. You put a little bit on the marad, and our custom, we shake it off. There's basically almost no marad and in the sandwich. And then you put it together, and then you eat it reclining, like the rest of the things that are matzah. Yeah.
I heard there's some Jews that won't even eat matzah because they're afraid to get it wet. Can you speak to that?
No, you...
What?
There's no such thing as a Jew not eating matzah. There are Jews, even today, that are so careful that when they'll eat a meal, let's say, Shabbos meal or do whatever it is during the week, there will be no food on the table. They'll eat the matzah. I'm just during the week, whatever, Shabbos, Yom Tov. They will eat the matzah separately, in a different room even, and then they'll come back to the table and eat the meal. Now, obviously, the matzah gets wet in your mouth, but that you have no choice. The Torah says you have to eat matzah. The reason why many people are careful in what's called gebroks is getting the matzah wet, because we're afraid, this is halachically, I'm not talking kabbalistically, halachically we're afraid that when the matzah baked, there might be some unbaked flour on it. And therefore, when you get it wet, it might make that unbaked flour into chametz. Okay? So many people, many religious Jews in the world, are not careful because halachically it's baked and that's it. It's baked, it's baked. You know, you're not afraid it's going to become chametz. In most Hasidic circles in Chabad, we're fanatically careful about it to the extent that normally when we wash at the end of a meal that we wash for bread, we wash what's called mayim achreinim, you know, the after waters, a little bit on the end of the fingertips. Normally during the year, when we wash mayim achreinim, we go like this with the water on our lips, because of the story in the Gemara. But on Pesach, we don't even use the mayim achreinim. We don't even take the water from the washing our hands and touch our lips, because there may be some matzah on the lips. But in the mouth, there's nothing, there's no problem with that. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah.
So is there not some custom among some people, they won't even eat matzah on Pesach?
No, by the Seder, you have an obligation to eat matzah. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have an obligation to eat bread or matzah in this case. Many people won't eat matzah during the week, yeah? The biggest problem of every single product in the world, the biggest potential problem with chametz is in the matzah. That's flour and water. You can't get more chametz than that. All the products you buy in the street are not the same possible problem with matzah. So yes, there were very holy, holy people that ate only matzah for the Seder, and that was it. And they made sure their matzah was burnt, or they black, to make sure that there's no... One second. There's nothing chametz or anything. But halachically, you're allowed to eat matzah. You're supposed to eat matzah. In fact, according to many opinions, if you eat matzah even during the rest of Yom Tov, you get a mitzvah eating matzah, even though you have no obligation to eat matzah. But there are people that, when it comes to Pesach, are very, very fanatic, as we explained all the way at the beginning, and that's it. One second, what?
I want to know about the sandwich, as far as food.
No, matzah, marad. Well, you put a little chalesis on the marad. We put a little bit dry and shake it off. Those people that are not careful in gebroks, yeah, they'll take a massive sandwich. But it says, by the way, by the marad, you're not allowed to use too much chalesis, because then you dilute the strength of the marad. And you have to feel the marad. Yeah.
In Iran was that there were about more than a dozen of ingredients, nuts and stuff. And also the matzah that we had was soft and golden color. And if it would be dried up, you would actually wet it. You would pour water into it.
There's a very interesting.
It's not an aberration.
Okay, I just want to get, I know the Sfardim had a custom of soft matzah. In the time of the Gemara, they had soft matzah. But in Halacha today, Ashkenazi Jews are not supposed to eat soft matzah. I'm not talking about getting wet. I'm saying matzah that was baked soft. Right. Years ago, it comes like that out. It comes out fast. I say Tzokri Yeshiva Bacher. When the Gemara comes out, that the matzah they used to have in the time of the Gemara, the matzah wasn't like today, this, you know? It was like that.
That's exactly what the idea is.
And in fact, and that matzah, they gave from the head of the Seder's matzah, they gave a kazayis of matzah to everybody at the table. Today you can't do that. The matzah you buy is a kazayis. It's enough for yourself, basically. You know? So, but... Huh? It's a whole thing in halacha because of shashchom, it's whatever.
I was asking, can you make grilled cheese? Does that make it to brach for chametz? If you put matzah and put it in, put out
in, all I can tell you is, some do it, some don't do it. The same thing, can you put avocado on matzah? As I will tell you, some do, some don't. That's all I can tell you. Halachically, it's not gebrux. Do many, many people not do it? Yes, many, 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 many people don't do it. What?
If you were to take matzah and eat it with something else, would it be eaten?
What do you mean?
Some say you should have matzah maror, and you should have it from Pesach.
Yeah, you shouldn't have something mevatel the matzah.
So if I were to have matzah and I would take a piece of lettuce with it,
maybe b'diyavid, but not l'chatchila.
According to the
Chacham, you have to have it separately.
You're saying, yeah, wouldn't be able to have anything on the side.
No. Okay, so that's Kedach that you...
If you have a non-gas, coal, charcoal...
How does it get to the Haggadah? Okay, guys, let's get back to the Haggadah. So that's Kedach. Okay? Now... Yet. Who had a question that didn't ask? Huh? I know. You don't want to hear comments on record. You don't want to hear it. When I have the comment. So, now afterwards you go to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is the meal. Now, the custom is, in Chabad at least, many people have that custom too, that you begin the meal with taking the egg from the Seder plate and you dip it into salt water. And you eat it. Part of the egg, the whole egg, whatever, you know. Whatever any people like. That's a custom that we start the Shulchan Aruch, the meal, with eating the egg dipped into salt water. You do it, you do it. You don't do it, you don't do it. Now, during the meal, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink more wine. In other words, there's a din, you're not allowed to add onto the 4 cups. So you can't just drink extra wine in between first and second or third and fourth or whatever, or after the fourth. But between second and third, meaning during the meal, you're allowed to drink as much wine as you want. It's interesting, the Rebbe once said that they used to drink wine by the Rebbe's Seder when he was in the previous Rebbe's house, but the Rebbe never said L'chaim on it. He said, because I don't want to make it a prominence by saying L'chaim on it, that it should be considered like another cup. So they would just drink the wine and they wouldn't even say L'chaim on it. Okay. So then whatever you eat for the meal, now there are opinions in Halacha that say you should eat the meal reclining, showing sign of freedom. But our custom that Rebbe writes, we don't eat the meal reclining. By the way, another thing I should have mentioned before, when you read the Haggadah, you're not allowed to recline. You have to sit with awe and respect, proper. But the Rebbe wanted that people should read the Haggadah loud and with simcha. But you're not allowed to you're not allowed to recline when you're reading the Haggadah, because the Haggadah has to be said with awe and fear of Hashem. Okay, now you come to the end of the meal. You come to the, okay, quickly we'll just start it. You come to eat afikayman. Okay? The afikayman represents the Paschal lamb that was eaten at the end of the meal. even though they ate the kaidah before and they that all that, but this is the real afikayim. So now you have the afikayim bag that you put away by the when you broke the middle matzah. But the minig is, and this is our custom, if possible, you're supposed to eat two kazesim of matzah again. Why two, if possible? Because, again, the afikayim corresponds with the Korban Pesach, and then the matzah they ate with the Korban Pesach. And that's our minig, in fact, that they possibly eat two kazesim for the afikayim. The women, one, people that can't, one. But I'm just saying that... So you're basically eating by the Seder, besides what you eat during the meal, you're eating two kazesim by Achilas Matzah, one by Kerach is three, and two by the Afikayman is five.
That's 2.5.
So if you have half a matzah as a kazayis, so you're eating almost all three matzahs. That's to say, you don't have enough to give everybody by your table the matzah because you don't have enough. What? If you need to be mekel, you could be mekel that it's 3/4 of an ounce. By kerech, you could also be mekel.
Right.
By mardi, you could also be mekel, because mardi is also midrabbanan.
Right.
But again, just look, I didn't say how much the gezayis is. I just said the gezayis.